Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
It's Black Friday. Good morning. Caleb in for Paul. Thanks for joining us today here on 1380 WPHM. And we know that this year has been a pretty awful year for community events. A lot of them had to outright get canceled, others postponed. A lot of events went virtual this year. And around this time of year, the biggest event that we like to look forward to is the Festival of Trees. It's put on by McLaren Hospital. Proceeds from the Festival of Trees goes to benefit the McLaren Foundation. And the foundation's Jamie Geyer is joining us on the line this morning. Hello, Jamie.
Good morning.
So, yeah, unfortunately, you've had to reinvent the Festival of Trees this year, haven't you?
We have. You know, the Festival of Trees is such a tradition in the Blue Water area. This year actually marks our 32nd annual Festival of Trees. And with everything going on, we just couldn't let festival pass us by as well. So we did. We had to get a little creative. And thankfully, we are so blessed that the hospital has a beautiful campus. And with the new South Tower at McLaren Port Huron, we have the perfect window display. So we've taken the heart of Festival of Trees, the Christmas trees, and we're doing a really great window display along the front. We lit them up for Thanksgiving, and they're going to stay lit until the new year.
All right, so you can just come by and check out the display. And just to clarify here, because when I heard it described to me the first time, I was like, wait, people are coming into the hospital? And no, that's not the case. People will stay outside the hospital and then view this from the outside looking in, correct?
Yes. So we still have our campus, closed to visitors at this time for everyone's safety, but there's a great sidewalk. You can, you know, park, bundle up, and walk along the sidewalk to see all the tree displays or, you know, just drive by through the Circle Drive as well.
So how big is this display this year? I mean, I remember when you guys would fill up the entire McMoran Arena when it used to be over there, and then you'd fill up the entire convention center. Is it about the same size as years past, or has it been kind of scaled down a little bit?
No, we had to scale down to size. We have 17 trees this year, and actually next week, Dr. McDonald will be putting up his infamous train display, too, along the windows. So wait and take a look at that as well. But
I was going to ask you about that. Yes, that is something everyone looks forward to this time of year is Dr. Percy McDonald's train set.
Yep. So we're actually going to be where the train ends, the trees begin. So it'll all be right along those windows, which will be great. We also have one large raffle package that's a couple of kayaks and a Yeti cooler. So along with that package, we're also going to keep in tradition and raffle off the Christmas trees so people can buy raffle tickets for their favorite tree or that raffle package online at our website, which is www.mclaren.org/phfestival.
Okay. So that was going to be my next question, Jamie. And we're speaking with Jamie Geyer from the McLaren Port Huron Foundation, who is putting on their Festival of Trees this year, but a little bit different than in years past. Now, this is a major fundraiser for the McLaren Foundation, is it not?
It is. And we, this year, are directing our funds to a new piece of equipment technology. It's called the eBus. It's used in early detection and treatment for lung cancer, which really helps improve the patient's survival rate. Our pulmonary critical care team is really excited to bring this technology to McLaren Port Huron. Currently, patients would have to go outside the county to receive it. And, you know, we know it's most important to keep our patients close to home during those critical times. And in addition, lung cancer is actually the leading cause of cancer deaths among both men and women, making up almost 25% of all cancer deaths. So this piece of equipment is really important to our community. And, you know, we're just so thankful for the continued support of the community and our sponsors so we can bring that technology here.
And when we talk about festival trees, you know, and fundraising, that sort of thing, you talked a little bit about the raffles, but is there any other fundraising mechanism you guys are using this year to help raise that money? Because I know you'd usually have your black tie preview party the night before. I'm sure that's not happening, and you would charge some admission at the door, and obviously that's not happening. So is there any other ways people can help you guys out other than just participating in the raffles?
Absolutely. We're accepting general donations just to the overall cause at our website as well. So, and we've been so thankful so far with those who have already made a donation. You know, if Festival of Trees was part of your family tradition and you used to come to Breakfast with Santa or the preview party, you know, we ask that maybe you make that donation you would have made towards those tickets, you know, to this cause.
And certainly, especially now more than ever, we understand how important our healthcare system and healthcare professionals are in our area and what an amazing job that they have been doing during this pandemic. And this would be a good way to not just support them, but support those patients who are in the most need as well.
Absolutely. It really has been an unprecedented year, and we are so thankful for the amazing staff that we have here at the hospital.
So once again, it's the Festival of Trees. It's going to be a little bit different this year. It will be held at McLaren Port here on hospital, but you're not going inside the hospital. Instead, you're going to drive around the outside, and you're going to walk around the outside of that new South Tower, which is, I mean, that is a beautiful, just a beautiful complex there, that new addition to the south end of the building. And there you'll be able to peek through the windows and look at the Festival of Trees and, you know, kind of still carry on the tradition, albeit a little bit different and a little bit scaled back from years back.
Yes, we hope you have the time to come over and take a look.
If anyone's interested, that website again, or information on where they can donate or enter into those raffles?
Yep, it's www.mclaren.org/phfestival.
Well, Jamie, let's hope that next year you guys can be back at the convention center and have the preview party and have the breakfast with Santa and all of those trees displayed there in the convention center like you normally would. Let's hope we can do that next year, all right?
Fingers crossed.
Jamie Geyer, McLaren Port Huron Foundation, 32nd Annual Festival of Trees taking place this year. Check it out at McLaren Port Huron Hospital. Thanks, Jamie. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
And this is 1380 WPHM.